ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help businesses of all sizes think beyond today so they can find more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, April 27th. I'm Mohsin Ali for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. From free pizza and bagels to live in-office entertainment, bosses are trying many different tactics to lure employees back to the office. But some companies now are writing terse memos, office policy reminders, or even threatening termination.
Right now, though, the power dynamics between employees and bosses are beginning to shift. And as big companies do layoffs, a number of CEOs and other executives now feel more emboldened to push for changes that they've wanted for months now.
We'll talk to WSJ reporter Chip Cutter, who covers workplace management and leadership issues, after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, 2023, everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Until recently, many executives had been hesitant to push too hard for in-office attendance, fearing workers could quit in a hot hiring market. But one law firm whose clients include some of Wall Street's biggest banks and other companies has told its staffers working fewer than the required in-office days could lead to lower bonuses. I'm joined by Chip Cutter, who's been looking into this for us. Chip, which companies are trying a different approach and what are they doing to get staffers back into the office?
Yeah, so it's the white shoe law firm Davis Polk. And it's told staffers that those who don't adhere to its policy to be in the office 3 days a week could see their bonuses affected. And this is notable because we've seen a number of companies try recently to get more people back in the office. And they've done everything from holding special in-office events, some have brought in live music even, many managers have sent sort of increasingly threatening memos to people. But until now, not many companies have actually said that they're going to tie pay to in-office attendance. And so I think that's why this is drawing some attention. For example, some companies like JPMorgan Chase have sent memos to staff in recent weeks telling them that those on hybrid schedules would be expected to follow them. We've also seen a number of prominent employers, including Disney, step up in-office requirements to 4 days a week. You know, during a pandemic, we saw a number of employers say that people needed to be in 2 or 3 days a week. Increasingly, we're seeing big companies say really needs to be 4. Some cases, some companies are saying 5 days a week. And so I think all of this comes at an interesting moment because for so much of the pandemic, employers were really, really concerned that it was hard to hire and that it was hard to keep people. Right now, though, the power dynamics between employees and bosses are beginning to shift. And as big companies do layoffs, a number of CEOs and other executives now feel more emboldened to push for changes that they've wanted for months now.
So post-pandemic, workers are adjusting to these new hybrid work schedules. In your reporting, you found that offices remain kind of empty, especially on Mondays and Fridays. What are companies doing to tackle this?
Right. It's somewhat surprising, but even more than 3 years into the pandemic, at a number of corporate sites, offices aren't always that busy. And if you look at sort of occupancy figures in 10 major U.S. cities, it's hovered around 50% now for weeks. And you talk to a number of executives and they say that they walk their floors. And it's still rare to see a lot of people at some companies on Mondays and Fridays in particular, while an office might be busy Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And so that's still raising questions about what companies do with their real estate. Do they consolidate floors? Do they think differently about how they have people in offices? But a number of executives have said, we're sick of this. We want people back in person more often. And so you see them resorting to sort of new tactics, including what Davis Polk has done, which is to say that your bonuses, part of your bonus could be your adherence to the firm's attendance policy. And this is for associates. And I think it's just been interesting to talk to the chairman of Davis Polk and to get his view on how all of this has happened. He said that He's taken tough questions about this in employee all-hands sessions, and he said he's not sort of backing down from this. He thinks it's going to work, first off, and that he thinks people will follow it. And he said most people in the firm were already complying with the attendance policies, but this was just to try to create a little bit more of an equitable environment and to say that performance is going to be judged on lots of different metrics, including adherence to the in-office attendance policy.
Executives early on had been loath to push hard on office returns, fearing workers would quit. What's changed?
Well, I think what's changed is that the labor market has changed. A year ago, you weren't seeing lots of companies lay off workers or announce hiring freezes. Right now, though, it feels like you can't go a single week without seeing another prominent employer saying that they're going to trim some of their staff or pull back a bit on hiring. And it's just been notable. You used to hear executives on earnings calls just say how difficult it was to hire, how they were really struggling with retention. And now they're talking all about efficiency and productivity and sort of trims that they might be making to save money. And so workers have experienced this. They realize they don't have as much power as they did earlier in the pandemic. So I think some employees may not feel like they can push back as much on bosses when they do step up in office requirements. But that's not to say all companies have given up on this. A lot of companies have realized that flexibility is here to stay. A number of CEOs have said that they do feel like just 3 days a week, two at home is fine. But I think a number of bosses just trying to realize like what works best for the cultures of these companies. Are they noticing, for example, that early employees aren't adjusting to the culture, aren't sort of succeeding in ways that maybe more experienced employees are? And so this is why some are changing policies. But it's, I think, a different labor market right now, and that's what's allowing some companies to make these changes.
Chip, is this a state of things to come?
Well, it really remains to be seen because a number of companies have put in really sort of strict attendance policies, and they say that people still have not followed them. And it really comes down to sort of how managers enforce this. In its memo to employees, JP Morgan Chase, for example, said that it expected managers to ensure that their direct reports followed the policy. And so, like any workplace, so much of someone's experience depends on sort of who their boss is and how they interpret a company's policies. And I think even on return to office issues, we've seen really mixed messages. Some teams just insist on having everybody back, and other bosses say they really don't care.
You know, Chip, among some of these policy changes, what options do employees have, if any?
Employees don't have tons of options here. Companies are within their rights to ask people to work whatever way they like, unless it's a union environment that might have a different bargaining process. For most white-collar employers, companies set the terms, and bosses set the terms here. And so companies can say, we need you back 5 days a week, and employees will be expected to follow that. What employees can do is look for work elsewhere or try to find more remote-friendly jobs. That has become more difficult. The number of jobs sort of available fully remotely has dropped in recent months. And so it's not always super easy to find that new position that might provide that kind of flexibility. But companies are, you know, able to impose new terms, and then employees have to decide if they want to go along with it.
All right. That was Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. Thanks for being with us. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Mohsen Ali for The Wall Street Journal.
Discover the extraordinary ideas shaping our future at the Future of Everything Festival when the Wall Street Journal brings together leaders from business, science, sports, and culture, May 2nd through 4th at Spring Studios in New York City. Register today using code PODCAST to receive 20% off your ticket. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.